And as soon as you say it, I will remember it.
You're talking, when the tape ended, you were talking about your work together in plays?
Right.
Well, Summer Circle has allowed us to do some of the wildest stuff. Summer Circle has been in Dem Hall, out in front of Fairchild Theater and the Kresge Courtyard, and it's been a couple of different locations. On the lawn south of the University Auditorium, and there actually is in the new design a kind of Greek theater in that area proposed. Mm-hmm. But some of the wild things we've done, and they all haven't been avant-garde wild, but some of them just been unusual things. Summer Fair, you would not think of as Summer Fair, but along with this Crawling Arnold, which was a play by Jules Pfeiffer, a cartoonist, that Christine and I did, and there was a mommy and a daddy. Everybody was named by what I called them in my regressive behavior. There was a play by Sam Shepard called La Turista, and La Turista is, for those who have done much traveling, if you go south of the border, La Turista is a condition you get if you drink the water, right? So, and actually, I think that was a good title for this play. It was in two acts. A lot of the audience never saw the final act because they'd already had an intermission, and they loved Crawling Arnold. They laughed and roared, and so then this other play begins, and they think, what on earth is going on? And then you find there's another intermission, and the second act begins, and you realize in time what they're doing now took place before the act you just saw. So he's turned time on his head. Plus, you can't understand what any of the relationships are. And finally, it just goes absolutely berserk. And the character I played, Kent, goes crazy. Now, you have to remember that he's going to come back to do what he did in Act One with his wife, girlfriend, whatever she was. But there's a ritual they go through. And actually, Christine was supposed to be part of with this voodoo witch doctor and his sidekick. And Christine was supposed to be the sidekick, like she was the social worker in the first one. But once she found out that they were going to bring out two roosters and chop their heads off and let the blood drip over me to cure me, she said, wait a minute. Christine and me were still rehearsing in the scene shop. We were well before, and you said one night, Frank, I don't want to do this. I want to do the other play, but I don't like the cruelty aspect. I have problems with the, it was more than ethical. It was almost, because it was, you know, when I met her, she was the spouse of an ordained minister. She wasn't your typical minister's wife, but she was. And so she was having problems with the fact that the play mocked ritual curing faith.
Yeah.
Plus, we were killing. And I thought, good for her. I mean, I can understand it. I don't know who, they got a stagehand or somebody to do it. Plus, the roosters were sent on their way. So when we actually did the play, they just hung there with their wings. You know, you pick them up by the feet. And then we couldn't find anything that really would chop their heads off. They actually tried rubber chickens too. They, you know, big joke, and they would bounce off. No,
It would bounce on the stage.
It was horrible, and we were supposed to be. And then in the very end, I run from the stage through the crowd, up the steps to the front of Kresge Art Museum, back across, and on the wall. There's a wall that goes along between the street and the plaza, between Kresge and Fairchild, all along the wall, and at the end of the wall there was a pickup truck parked, which was our director's truck. I would jump on the truck bed, climb up on the hood, on the cab top, slide down the windshield, off the hood, fortunately there was no hood ornament, onto the ground, run back up on the stage, and jump through the scenery. Yeah. The scenery was made of plastic, which would then collapse and bury me inside all this plastic, and the other character on stage, and I was talking all the time, and old Doc, who did all the rituals, was also talking all the time. The first night we did it, the dew had come early, and I got up to the top of the cab and slid off the whole front end of the truck, but it was a real test of my endurance to be able to run scream the lines and do all this jumping. It's the most physical thing I've ever done. And I think my director, who was Frank Rutledge, just kind of took it all for granted. You know, Beechler.
Right, he'll do it.
I'll say jump and you'll say how high. And I think he still feels that way. So anyway, but I love theater. That's my card today, simply says Ken Beechler, actor, director.
It does.
It doesn't have, you know, captain retired, U.S. Navy Reserve. It doesn't have anything emeritus. Actually, I do have, the University Board of Trustees gave me a title. So I am Director Emeritus of Performing Arts Facilities and Programs and Senior Consultant. Now, we all know the longer a title is, the less it means, so it doesn't really. But I'm very pleased that as I left Wharton Center, there is an endowed apprenticeship program in arts administration for students, which I think is great. And the advisory council funded that. And that's it's nice to leave with something that implies it's going on to students. But in my lifetime, I actually have had the hands-on knowledge that it has gone to students.
I want to thank you on behalf of the project for
pleasure.
For your insights, and do appreciate the time you spent.
Great.
Thank you.